There's some big news in the business world today. Supermarket giant Woolworths has announced plans to offload its alcohol, pub and pokies businesses. It says it will combine its Endeavour Drinks and ALH Hotels into one group, including the Dan Murphy's and BWS bottle shops, and then spin them off next year through a demerger or another alternative. Woolworths says the move will allow us to focus on core food and everyday needs in business. It also says it'll allow Endeavour Group to realise its full potential. Stephen Main from the Alliance for Gambling Reform joins me now. Stephen, welcome.
Hi, PK.
You're also a shareholder activist, of course. Can we clarify what Woolworths is trying to do here? The new company will not be owned by Woolworths at all. Is it selling the new company?
It's demerging it. So it will, in the future, be owned by its own shareholders. But then those shareholders can go their own way. So many companies do these demergers. Initially, you have the same group of shareholders, but the branding changes, the ownership changes, and then it can go off and do its own thing. So it literally is demerging and divesting its enormous poker machine and liquor business, a $10 billion business, which is 25% of the value of the company. So it is a huge transaction. And I'm actually quite surprised that they've thrown out their magnificent liquor business, which is, you know, 60% of the market, arguably the world's best liquor business. They're so embarrassed by the pokies, they're even prepared to throw out the entire liquor business with it. Just to get away from the pokies. So it is a momentous decision and will put a lot of other pressure on people in the gambling pokies space to follow the lead. If the biggest pokies player in Australia is finding it too toxic, well, what's the Labor Party, the CFMEU, the Catholic Church? How can they all stay in this toxic industry that preys on vulnerable people in vulnerable suburbs?
How significant then is the move? I mean, and how did it happen?
Well, to have Coles and Woolies both divest within the space of a few months is quite remarkable. They both jumped into it lemming-like in the 2000s, particularly because of Queensland liquor laws, and then they just both had a big war. So in these industries, you often get big giants following each other. So Coles's exit put Woolies under even more pressure. Andrew Wilkie did a magnificent job working with those whistleblowers to really embarrass Woolies about their spying on customers. And then, and even the New South Wales pokies regulators 2 weeks ago announced that they were taking action against Woolworths for giving free grog to gamblers in the middle of the night. Even the week, you know, New South Wales bill, and more negative publicity. They knew the AGM was coming up. We'd run for the board again this year. They get flogged by the shareholders. So Perpetual was telling them to get out. They were just sick of it. These are sort of a blue blood directors who are sick of the bad publicity, want to be able to go to the golf club and not cop grief about preying on vulnerable people and fleecing $1.5 billion a year from gamblers in 286 venues across Australia with their 12,000 addictive machines.
Just a few months ago, James Packer sold nearly half of his stake in casino giant Crown Resorts. Does this mean there's less money in gambling? Is gaming on the nose as a business more generally?
Well, I mean, Australia is the world's most gambling-captured country. So, you know, $24 billion a year is lost. It's, you know, $1,100 in per capita terms, 33% worse than the next worst country, which is Singapore. One of the reasons for that is because so many credible institutions in polite society are in on the gambling business. So you've got billionaires like James Packer giving it credibility. You've got the Murdochs who own lots of, you know, they own 5% of BetEasy and they own all these RaceNet and Odds.com and Punters.com. You've got the Labor Party, run 6 pokies venues in Sydney and Canberra. You've got the CFMEU, has got a big 300 pokies venue. So all the unions have been into it. The Catholic Church has got 10 venues, every sporting club and code. So when people tackle it, the industry rolls out the RSLs and the sporting clubs and says, leave us alone. But truth be known, the industry is actually like the NRA. They're actually brutal. They are ruthless and they are scary. And the political duopoly of Labor and Liberal are too scared to take them on after what happened in 2011-10 with the Gillard-Wilkie reforms and what happened only last year to Rebecca White and Labor in Tasmania when the industry spent $5 million in Tasmania destroying her because she dared propose take the pokies out of their pubs and clubs.
Well, you say they're like the NRA and I'm sure they'd contest that, but if you say that, what does this decision show, that they're losing their power?
Well, yes, it does, because this will really hurt them, because I think the momentum that will flow from here, I mean, we've been calling for a royal commission into the gambling industry. We've been calling for more divestment. Tomorrow, there's a big RSL Victoria State Congress. There's a bunch of younger veterans who are pushing very hard for full divestment, because the RSL is the second biggest pokies operator in Victoria after Woolworths. They're fleecing $210 million a year at 52 pokey dens. So I think this is going to deliver real momentum. You will see the RSL get out. You're already seeing AFL clubs like Collingwood and Melbourne getting out. I cannot see how Anthony Albanese is going to be able to justify leading a political party that runs pokies dens to make money and fund its campaigns. No other political party in the world does that. He's never been asked since leader. So I'm looking forward to hearing what he and Dreyfus and Plibersek, how they can defend being in an industry that not even Coles and Woolies will now touch, because the machines are designed to get people addicted and to fleece them of everything they've got in their most vulnerable moments. And that is just a disgrace in Australia.
So this new company, Endeavour, is listed on the stock market. Of course, it will be listed. It'll be among the top 100. What will that mean as far as its profile and the kind of scrutiny on that company?
Well, I'm looking forward to it, because too many of the gambling people we try and take on are big foreign companies where you can never find them. I'm really looking forward to a big high target. You know, they're in the sin game. They're in liquor. You know, this is, you know, Woolies always said it's a small part of our business. This thing is going to be an enormous $10 billion pokies and pubs and liquor giant. I think they will behave a whole lot more responsibly than ALH, the subsidiary joint venture, has behaved, because this ends the Bruce Matheson era. Basically, what happened was Bruce Matheson owns 25% of the joint venture with Woolworths, but he has management control under a crazy deal that Roger Corbett did with him back in 2004, which said, we'll own 75% of it, but you understand pubs, so you've got management control. He then runs it ruthlessly. You know, 51 of the 80 venues in Victoria run 20 hours a day. It brings a whole new complexion to 9 to 5. So at 3 o'clock this morning in Victoria, there will be 51 pokies venues owned by Woolworths ripping people off. And I think this will all change when you have a conventional public company without Bruce Matheson as the CEO, or his son as the CEO, without hiding behind a joint venture run out of South Yarra in Melbourne, a long way from the Woolworths head office there in Sydney. So a conventional public company will not be able to be the most irresponsible and the most ruthless pokies operator in the country, with loyalty schemes and text messages and buses and 20-hour trading and free grog and all that, spy on customers, all that stuff that's been well documented that they have done over the last 15 years, where this joint venture has fleeced $20 billion from Australian gamblers over 15 years.
Stephen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, PK.